Do you feel broken? Well, it's because you are. We're all very broken people, marred in the potter's hands. God's work in your life is a slow, gradual process. All growth is progressive, and the finer the organism, the longer the process. For example, an oak tree takes 100 years to mature. Yet on the other hand, a squash takes only 2 or 3 months. Miles Stanford reminds us of this great truth when he says, "The temptation to shortcut is especially strong unless you see the value of and submit to the necessity of the time element. In simple trust resting in his hands, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ." And dear friends, it takes a long time. But since God is working for the ages, why should we be concerned about the time involved? Isn't that a great quote? I always enjoy reading that. God has dedicated himself to his work in you for the long haul. Before a house can be built, a tree must be broken. Before a foundation can be laid, rocks must be blasted from a quarry bed where they've been laying a long time in peace and quiet. Before ripe grain covers a field, the soil must be broken down. Before there can be life, there must be death. Before there can be joy, there must be weeping. These are just the laws of the natural realm. And it's the law of our life in the spiritual realm as well. There's no making without breaking. To the child of God, every broken thing is but the assurance that he's making something. How important it is for you and me, who today are sorrowing and having difficulty and struggling over our brokenness, to know that he's busy making something of our lives. Maybe you have a bitter loss. Maybe you're on a bed of sickness. Maybe your body's broken. But remember what Paul said in Romans chapter 8 and verse 28, "For we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose." If you're being broken by disappointment or bereavement, by loss or pain, by weakness or sickness, remember that although to us broken things are tragedies, to God they are his designs for perfection. If you're broken, God's working with you. He's making something of you, something that will someday astound you in his wisdom and in his great plan of beauty for you. The things we thought were the greatest trials and tragedies of our lives, later we'll find to be God's way of bringing to us something far greater. We think broken things are a loss, but God turns them to gain. Do you know who you are and what's really going on in your life? Do you know that the Father loves you and that you're his handiwork? Religion wants you to invite God into your life, but he already has you in his. And through the brokenness of his Son, he has forged a living union between himself and you, right in the middle of your darkness. He dwells there in the darkness with you. Your brokenness is but a part of his grander plan in you. Now a little music for your edification and enjoyment. Here's Rascal Flatts singing "Bless the Broken Road."
I set out on a narrow way many years ago, hoping I would find true love along the broken road. But I got lost a time or two, wiped my brow and kept pushing through. I couldn't see how every sign pointed straight to you. That every long lost dream led me to where you are. Others who broke my heart, they were like northern stars, pointing me on my way into your loving arms. This much I know is true, that God blessed the broken road that led me straight to you. Yes, it did. The years I spent just passing through, I'd like to have the time I lost and give it back to you. But you just smile and take my hand. You've been there, you understand. It's all part of a grander plan that is coming true. Every long lost dream led me to where you are. Others who broke my heart, they were like northern stars, pointing me on my way into your loving arms. This much I know is true, that God blessed the broken road that led me straight to you. Let me straight to you.